Tonight, I want to talk to you about attaining God's knowledge. You know, it's kind of a funny title, but did you know there's many people that just think that God's just going to somehow speak out of the sky or something, and then just going to gather all this knowledge about God? But guess what? There's certain things that we have to do to attain God's knowledge. You're not going to have be as smart as God is, but we're created in His image, and we all have the ability to attain that knowledge. It says over in Hosea chapter 4 and verse 6, "My people are destroyed for a lack of knowledge." So if God says that God's people are destroyed for a lack of knowledge, then we're going to have to need knowledge. We need God's knowledge in every area of life. You know, when I got born again, I should have got born again a lot earlier. I waited till I was 20 years old. And then I realized that, hey, there's more to it than just quitting things and trying to live this life just and doing good things. No, you actually become a new creation in Christ Jesus. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. And on the inside of you, you're a new species. You're a new creation in Christ Jesus. And that's something to be excited about. And every person that has received the new birth, I see the twinkle in their eye. I see a joy in their heart. They're just very excited about God. And they know something has taken place. Something has transpired. Even my own mother said she received Christ and for about 2 years didn't do anything with it, but knew something happened until she moved to a little town called Endeavor. And she said, "Lord, please, I need a church to go to." And she woke up in the morning and she looked out the door, and there was one church there, there was one church there, and there was one church there. I believe there was three churches, and she didn't even see them until her eyes were open. And sometimes it is with the things of God, our eyes need to be enlightened that we could have the knowledge of God to be able to know the direction that we're to go, to be able to function in this life. You know, the enemy wants to kill, steal, and destroy, but Jesus Christ has come that we might have life and life more abundantly. So we want to attain knowledge. And so I have three areas that we can gather God's knowledge, because He doesn't want you to be ignorant. He doesn't want you to be sad, gloomy, low down, you know, sad about everything. You know, He wants you to be fulfilled in life, and He wants you to be blessed, walking in the plans, the purposes that God Almighty has ordained for you. So Hosea chapter 4 and verse 6, it says, "My people are destroyed for a lack of knowledge." Now, the dictionary word for knowledge means a precept of a fact or truth, a clear, certain mental apprehension. That's big words. But anyways, it's knowing what to do. It's knowing that God knows everything, and He knows the kind of spouse you need. He knows the kind of job you need. He knows the ministry that you should be involved with. He knows everything, and that's exciting. I just get thrilled. You know, sometimes I have to pinch myself. I'm not sure why Pastor Roma keeps me around here, but but I just really am a joyful person in my heart, because I love this place, helping out, to be a blessing. And if I'm a blessing to Him, then bless God, I'm a blessing to Almighty God, because we want to be a blessing whatever we do and wherever we go. So we want to have God's knowledge. And we're in 1 Timothy chapter 2 and verse 3 and 4. It says, "For this is good and acceptable in the sight of God our Savior, who will have all men saved and come to the knowledge of the truth." So there's knowledge that God wants to get over to us, not only to the unsaved person, to know Jesus as Lord and Savior, but once you're born again and alive unto God, He's got more knowledge. You know, the Bible is progressive revelation. That means you don't get the whole package deal in one load from the mailbox. No, it comes a little at a time. You come to know Jesus as your Lord and Savior, then He puts a little bit more. Sometimes people have more spectacular encounter with God, and they know exactly, you know, "I'm called to do this." I sometimes like the listening to some of the preachers. You know, they want to fight almost. "I'm called to do this." You know, and there's solid on it, which is awesome. I'm glad that they have that kind of belief. I've heard a few times people say, "I'm called to church, this church," and then they disappeared into thin air. Well, they got a spectacular revelation of that. They should be here, just helping out, doing whatever they can. So we want to have that knowledge of what God has for us. Over before we go to our points, 2 Corinthians chapter 10 and verse 5, it says, "Casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, and bring every thought into captivity." So you and I are going to have to bring thoughts into captivity. One way that we can attain God's knowledge is study. The Bible school, their main scripture that they use for the Bible school is 2 Timothy 2:15. Study to show yourself approved unto God, a workman that needs not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. So you and I, when we take time to study God's word, guess what? Knowledge starts to come. God's knowledge starts to be revealed unto you. Then you start to understand him more. Smith Wigglesworth, a great man of God, he said, I can't understand God by feelings. I can't understand God by this whim or that whim, but I understand God by the Bible, by the word of God. I understand him. I could see my Jesus. He's got eyes like flames of fire. He's our Lord. He's our Savior. He's our Master. He's our friend. He's our soon coming King. He's got a big band of gold on his chest. He's the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. On his thigh it's written. And so he's our Savior, and he loves each person, and he wants them to know him more and more. And we get to know him by taking time out of our busy schedule and saying, Lord, I want to talk to you. I want to sit down with the Bible, and I want to read it, and I want you to speak to my heart. And he will. He will, and it just never fails for me to underline something in the Bible, saying, wow, you know, he spoke that to me. And that's gathering knowledge about God. So knowledge comes from study. Study to show yourself approved unto God, a workman that needs not to be ashamed. You know, over in Romans chapter 1 and verse 28 to 32 is kind of a long portion. But it says those that didn't like to retain God in their knowledge. And it says here that even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, I always want to retain God in my knowledge. When I look at the beautiful lake here, and we see the beautiful sky, and you see people walking around, I tell you, God's a good big creator. But there's a certain amount of people that didn't want to retain God in their knowledge, so God gave them over to a reprobate mind to do those things which are not right, being filled with all unrighteousness, fornication, wickedness, covetousness, maliciousness, full of envy, murder, deceit, whisperers, backbiters, haters of God, despite proud, boasters, inventors of evil things, disobedient to parents, without understanding, covenant breakers, without natural affection, and the list goes on and on. And it says, who knowing the judgment of God and they which do such things are worthy of death, not only do those things, but have pleasure in them that do them. That's Romans chapter 1 and verse 28 to 32. So that is almost looks like a picture of today's society and us before we were born again. All those things were involved. But you know, when the knowledge of God comes to our heart and we become born again, we become alive unto God, things change. And thank God for people like you that are seeking God, that are hungering and thirsting for God, that wanting to make a change in society through being a Christian. You know, and we're not a beat-up Christian. We're talking one that's full of the power of God, full of the anointing of God, full of the presence of God, and not ashamed about the prosperity that God blessed you with, not ashamed at the work that he's given you to do. So study to show yourself approved unto God. Over in Proverbs chapter 4 and verse 20, it says, my son, attend unto my words. Incline thy ear unto my sayings. Let them not depart before thine eyes. Keep them in the midst of thy heart. And it's going to be life to you and health to all your flesh. So again, attending to God's word, studying God's word. 2 Timothy 1 and verse 6, it says, put into remembrance. You got to bring things to your remembrance. I always wake up in the morning. I usually have a routine that I do, and I always bring out the Ephesians prayers. Lord, give me that spirit of wisdom and revelation of the knowledge of you, that the eyes of my understanding are enlightened. And I do that one every day. It's just like clockwork, and it to me it works. And I pray that for people. You can pray that for everybody. You don't have to. God's not limited. You could say, I pray that for the whole church. I pray that for this whole city. I pray that for everybody. I'm praying this. Give them a spirit of wisdom and revelation of the knowledge of you. So it says we got to put things into remembrance. And so it comes by study. Another way that knowledge comes through just Jesus. I like the story that I heard of Brother Hagin. He mentioned a story about a woman that was in his church. He pastored four churches, Brother Hagin. And then the Lord had him do other things, which is to start a Bible school, which he started it, and thousands of people. But back then, he pastored a church, and he said there was one girl that there, she wasn't there altogether. She was a young girl, about 14, 15 years old, and you could tell that she was a little bit off mentally, and she would just say, I got to go to the bathroom, I got to go to the bathroom, I got to go to the bathroom. And she would just get up and jump over the pews, and you could tell that there was something wrong with her. But one night, she got born again. And did you know that immediately there was a 90% change in her? Physically, she looked different. She started to act different. She started to dress up good. And then Brother Hagin ended up leaving that church. And he came back sometime later. He said, whatever happened to that girl? You know, there was such a big drastic change when she got born again. And they said, come over here. And they opened the door and they said, you see that row of houses over there? She's a developer, and she's overseeing the development of all those houses. Isn't that something? Somebody that's almost incapacitated with their mentality gives their heart to God, and then she just changes drastically with the knowledge of God. That's the power of the gospel, able to transform and change people. And that person was changed so much. So through Jesus comes knowledge. 2 Peter chapter 1 and verse 3, it says, according to his divine power has given us all things that pertain to life and godliness through the knowledge of him. The knowledge of Jesus, that he called us to glory and virtue. So 2 Peter 1, 3, according to the divine power has given us, that's you and that's me, all things that pertain to life and godliness through the knowledge of him. So just through the knowledge of Jesus Christ, by you accepting him, there's a change and a transform that has taken place on the inside of you, and you're a new creation in Christ Jesus. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. So how does knowledge come of God and God's knowledge? It comes through study. It comes through Jesus, accepting Jesus and all he is in the fullness thereof. Colossians chapter 2 and verse 9 and 10, it says, for in him, in Jesus, dwell all the fullness of the Godhead bodily. You know, Jesus had to walk this life like you and I walk. I'm still amazed that he had to be filled with the Spirit. You know, when he prayed for people, he didn't pray for them as just God, Almighty, deity. No, he gave that all up when he was a little bitty baby, and he came through the womb of Mary, and he had to grow in wisdom and stature and favor with God and favor with man. And the Holy Spirit came upon him when he was 30 years old, and he ministered like a house on fire. So that's Jesus, and he gave us an example that we could have knowledge about him and be led. So in Jesus dwell all the fullness of the Godhead bodily, and you are complete in him, which is the head of principalities and powers. Colossians 2, verse 9 and 10. So we have knowledge of God. And you should every day go ahead and spend some time talking with God and seeking his face. Whether it's just one scripture, go ahead and talk to him. But talk to him on a positive line, because he wants you to be thrilled about coming to visit him. He wants you to be thrilled. I know he's inside of you and he'll never leave you nor forsake you. But guess what? You could live in a house with your wife and never talk to her once. You've got to talk to her. Amen. If you want to get along, you got to talk. You got to speak. You got to say something. And it's the same thing with Almighty God. He wants your time, your time. He wants to spend time with you because he loves you. You know, the more of God you get, the better you're off. The more knowledge you have of God, guess what? The more you can fulfill the plan and the purpose in your life that he has for your life, because you got knowledge that he is the one that's revealing things unto you. Amen. So Colossians 2, 9, it says, in him you are complete, in him, which is the head of principalities and power. Look at Proverbs chapter 1 and verse 7. The fear of the Lord. And that's not like a fear you would fear of a rattlesnake. That's a reverence. This is an almighty God. If he appeared in all his splendor, and you notice that he's invisible right now. We don't get to see him with our natural human eyes. We see them with the eyes of our heart, with our spirit. But if he appeared to you so you could see him, everyone would bite the dust. Everyone would go down. He had a good friend when he was on earth. His name was John, the apostle whom Jesus loved. And John, was friends with Jesus. In fact, he laid right on his chest, which is kind of weird. But anyways, when he had that revelation of Jesus on the Isle of Patmos, boom, he went down. He said, this is just the flames and the fire of Almighty God. And that's the resurrected Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. So know that we could have a fear of him, a godly, reverential respect and fear. Proverbs chapter 1, verse 7, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. I feared him, but I feared him afar off before. Before I was born again, I would look kind of a little bit to the left somewhere. Once I kind of cursed him a little bit, I looked in the heavens, I said, this ground is cursed. And because I was picking rocks and it was dirty and it was hot and we didn't have normal running water. And so I kind of got upset and I said, this is cursed, you know. Tell it, really, you show God who you are. Tell him off a little bit, eh? No. We reverence him. We respect him. He is our Father. So the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, and fools despise wisdom and instruction. I try to teach my son Joseph, if you're listening tonight, you know, when someone tells you something, it's for your good. Amen? It's not for your bad. You know, it's for your good. Everybody needs a reprimanding in a good, godly way. Even I need reprimanding, and it helps me. It helps me go to God and say, God, am I really that nasty? Am I really that mean? Please help me, change me. I want to be different. And God will give you that ability. So know when he talks to you, he's treating you like a son. He's treating you like a child of God. He wants you to grow up in the things of God. He wants you blessed. He wants you healthy. He wants you whole. He wants you to live out this life and fulfill the plan and the purpose that he designed for you before the foundation of the world. So the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, and fools despise wisdom and instructions. Proverbs 1 verse 7. Another one is Proverbs 2 verse 6. For the Lord gives wisdom, and out of his mouth come knowledge and understanding. Isn't that beautiful? That out of his mouth comes knowledge and understanding. Keith Moore says that I know, when I was in Bible school, he said, I knew that if I could find out what God says and wants, I got it made. And if you look at his life, you see the 40 years or whatever he served the Lord, you could see a God working in the man's life. And that's what God does. He wants you to know that when you get knowledge of him and understand him and love him, that he's got good things in store for you. So knowledge comes by study, it comes by Jesus, and one of my favorites, number three, it comes by prayer and fellowship with God. The Ephesians prayers, you know, pray that every day. Say, Lord, give me that spirit of wisdom and revelation of the knowledge of you, that the eyes of my understanding may be enlightened, that I may know. You know, there's nothing worse than not knowing, but when you know that you know that you know, that's good knowing. Because you got God on your side, and he's the one that revealed it unto you. It's supernatural, and it takes faith that you may know what is the hope of your calling and what is the riches of the glory of his inheritance. He's got rich inheritance for you in the knowledge of him. He's got riches. You know, thank God for mother and for grandmother and for the knowledge that they had of God. But did you know, thank God, we should have so much more of the knowledge of God. We should increase far better than mommy and daddy and whatever they knew about God. And my kids, I hope in the name of Jesus that they go way farther and know God way better than I ever know God and have a better relationship and do, you know God's plan and purpose and will and desire, because that is what God desires. So through prayer and through fellowship, we can gather knowledge, that spirit of wisdom and revelation of the knowledge of him, that the eyes of your understanding may be enlightened, that you may know what is the hope of your calling and what is the riches of the glory of your inheritance in the saints and the exceeding greatness of his power. Everybody wants power. You know, everybody wants power. You know, who doesn't want power? Especially power of God. Everybody should want that. Well, it comes through the knowledge of him. Let him reveal unto you some truths. Do you know that those manifestations in the Bible, Brother Hagin says, you know how they come? They come by the whole congregation hungry and thirsty for them. Then you're going to see some action. You know, there's 9 manifestations. There's a special faith, gifts of healings, working of miracles. There's a word of knowledge. That means words of knowledge that God is giving out. He knows all knowledge. And a word of wisdom concerning the future and discerning of spirits seen into the spiritual realm. And tongues, interpretation of tongues and prophecy. So he's got those things for each one, but it's at the whole of everybody hungering and thirsting after it. You know, otherwise nobody's going to get anything. But guess what? When everybody's hungry and thirsty, then there's some action. Proverbs chapter 2 and verse 3 to 11. It says here, Proverbs chapter 3 to 11 is kind of a long one, but it says, if you cry, well, cry, you know, we want to ask and prayer and fellowship with God. But if you cry after knowledge and lift up your voice to understanding, and if you seek her as silver and seek her as treasure, then you will understand the fear of the Lord and find the knowledge of God. Just by crying out for knowledge, hungering and thirsting for God, you and find the knowledge of God. For the Lord gives wisdom. Out of his mouth come knowledge and understanding. You know, he created us in his image, and thank God for it, but sometimes our understanding is that, you know, I'm the great one. No, you're not the great one. We are created in his image. He's got all understanding. Thank God. Every time I see a plane, I say, God, look at that plane. You gave somebody wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. They built that plane, and now there's a bunch of little people in that plane. They're flying across the sky. Wow. But the guy who built the plane, he might think, you know, I'm great. Look at me. I'm the smartest man that ever was. I built the plane. I'm the Wright brothers. No, I don't know who built the plane. But anyways, and the same thing with the automobile. I was in my automobile. I said, thank you, Lord. Look at this automobile. These guys are riding around town happy. You go back 100 years, you know, they didn't have it that good. They had old vehicles and then maybe a horse and a buggy. And so forth and so on. That's not that great. And then you go way back, and they didn't have much there. But thank God how much we have. But yet God gave knowledge. And the Bible says in the end time, knowledge will increase and increase and increase. So it says here that out of his mouth come knowledge and understanding. He lays up sound wisdom for righteousness. His buckler is to them that walk uprightly. He keeps the paths of judgment and preserves the way of his saints. Then shall you understand righteousness and judgment and fairness, yes, even a good path, when wisdom enters into your heart and knowledge is pleasant unto your soul. Discretion shall preserve thee and understanding shall keep thee. Proverbs 3:2-3-11. James chapter 1, verse 5, if any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God. That's asking, and God will give to him freely, and give to all men freely, and upholds not, and it shall be given to him. So to attain God's knowledge in this little lesson is to study God's word. It's by Jesus, and it's by prayer and by fellowship. Hallelujah. So let's thank God, amen, as we'll spend a little time in prayer, praying and thanking God for his knowledge and for his understanding. Father, I just want to thank you for each one watching. We thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that the knowledge and the wisdom that we need for everyday life will be increased for us. Open our eyes that we may see and our ears that we may hear. May you invade each house with your presence. In your presence is fullness of joy, and at your right hand are pleasures forevermore. Thank you for blessing each one. Thank you for strengthening them. Open up their understanding and just pour in the understanding and the will that you have for their lives. Father, you've not given a spirit of fear where there's fear, but you've given us a spirit of power, a love, and a sound mind in each home. Hallelujah. No fear here because of the Spirit of God in that home and in those lives. Father, we want to praise you and thank you for the will of God. Thank you that it's not a hard thing to find. Your will is easy. My yoke is easy and my burden is light. So we pray for each one watching that the yoke that they have is easy and their burden is light. And they enjoy the church. They enjoy working for God. They enjoy seeking God and hungering and thirsting after righteousness. O voku ramashtebeta, ive sambuku brangishtebe ramasande ramasate rabasikere davasa. Hallelujah, Sembo Kushu. Kenneth Copeland, he said, one word from God can change your life. Well, thank God there's a whole Bible full of the knowledge of God. Stir yourself up. Pray a little bit in the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Sembo ku brangeta. Eva spanda brange sevata branga state kretikista. Eva soku kukuroma sander. Esha matobroma sander abakashtikara dagasa. Eva satarabasa. Yeah. Thank you, Lord. Seba kashtamba ramasa. You know, when you're full of the Spirit, you're easier to get along with. Hallelujah. When you're full of the presence of God, when you're full of the anointing of God, hallelujah. Your home will be like heaven on earth. Your home can be like heaven on earth because you know God. God's taking care of you. You have the wisdom, the knowledge from Almighty God. He's protecting you. He's keeping you safe. Sembo kubrange shtenva tabarangasi. Eva sambarama sandarebe kishtandaramasa. Let's pray for the church. Hallelujah. Father, we want to thank you for Faith City Church. Thank you in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, for expanding this ministry. Hallelujah. Breaking out the sides and breaking out the north, the south, the east, and the west. Thank you, Father, for the television ministry. More people calling in the name of Jesus through Spirit Alive and hearing the gospel, hearing the word being ministered, being preached. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you for putting it in people's hearts. What you desire them to do. Hallelujah. Sembo kubrangishta. Ive shambo kushoko vresivata. Ive sembo kushto brama sandaramasa. Ha! It's God Almighty working through you. It's God Almighty that's directing you. It's God Almighty that's encouraging you and building you up. O sobo roma santa. Ive shtaka takrasivita. Ive sambo kushto to roma sandaramasa. Thank you for health and for wholeness and for healing, Lord. You are the God that heals thee. Hallelujah, that you're a healer. You always was and you always will be and you'll be in the future. And so thank you for healing, Lord, for this Thunder Bay area, this district and abroad. We thank you for healing all the trouble, all the deaths, all the trouble in this community. Thank you, Lord. We pray for this community. We plead the blood of Jesus over it. Hallelujah. Samba kasamba ramasa. And where there was strife and where there's division, there'll be peace. Hallelujah. Sambu kubranga stambranga se. Ive sambu kushto parangata. Ive sambu kushto kuramasanda ramasa. Esebe kishtanda ramasa tarabakasa. Sebasa. You're standing in the gap. You're standing in the gap. Hallelujah. Praying, believing God, trusting God. Hallelujah. Sambu kubranga. Eve shanvo kustotara, eve vakiseta brangishta tarabakita, eve sambo kustototomahasi, ema tamarakatata. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father, for opening everything up. Amen. There's been probably 1,000,000,000 prayers that have been prayed already about COVID. But thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, for opening things up. Hallelujah. So we can go to the stores, hallelujah, and buy stuff so we can bless people. In Jesus' name, amen, amen. Well, thank you so much for joining us tonight. I pray that this message has spoken into your heart and that you'll hunger and thirst and that you'll pull out the Bible more and read and study and that you will also fellowship with Jesus in prayer and communing with him. Because he has everything you need, all the knowledge that you need, that you'll ever need, is wrapped up in his plan, his purpose for your life, and he knows, and he's got the knowledge. Hallelujah. We should have a testimony time so people can testify at the goodness of God and how God has come through for them every single time. Amen, amen, amen.